We are Two Book Ramblers,
a podcast to get you to read beyond the lines.
Like Elvie said, the sun's down and the moon's pretty. It's time to ramble
about books. Today in Two Book Ramblers, Heartbreak Hotel, books about star-crossed lovers.
Valentine's Day is approaching, and we would like to dedicate an episode to all those literary star-crossed lovers we met in books. We will refer to those books that get us rooting for the couple despite having so many odds against them. Those stories which end up wrecking our hearts and make us reach for the breakup ice cream. Stories of doomed love can be found at any literary period and across any literary genre. Therefore, choosing just a few books to represent this topic is almost as hard as love itself. And of course, the first book has to be Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. These doomed lovers are almost the archetype of star-crossed love. The appeal of this tragedy about a girl and a boy from feuding families who fall in love and encounter tragedy is universal. So much so that a legendary Cuban cigar brand is named after Shakespeare's play. The story goes that in the cigar factory owned by Inocencio Alvarez and Jose Garcia in Havana, the cigar rollers used to continuously request a Spanish version of Romeo and Juliet from the reader or lector. The lector, in a cigar factory, is the person who reads throughout the day for the enjoyment of cigar rollers while they work. The cigar rollers at Alvarez and Garcia became so moved by the reading of the play and requested it so often that the owners registered their cigars under the name of the play in 1876. Almost 150 years later, this brand of Cuban cigars is still one of the most prestigious in the world.
As tragic as the story in Romeo and Juliet is The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. Being in love as a teenager is, well, being in love as a teenager. Being in love as a teenager diagnosed with a terminal cancer is absolutely heartbreaking. That is what John Green explores in this book. And he does so, inviting us into all the funny and tragic moments in the relationship between Hazel and Augustus. If your heart aches for these two, and you would like to sport a token to remind you of their love story, we have found a ring featuring the phrase from the book, okay, okay. Or maybe a cozy sweatshirt with a book cover design is more your taste? There are links to both these items at thebookramblers.com.
Heartbreak and stories about it are as old as time, as you would realize if you read Stealing Heaven by Marion Mead. This is a fictional interpretation of the love story between Heloise and Peter Abelard, two real individuals who lived during the 12th century. Abelard was a cleric and a famous philosopher and tutor, and Heloise was one of the most learned women of her time in Europe. When Heloise was 17, she and her tutor, Abelard, you might have guessed that, fell in love, started courting, and eventually married in secret, because it was forbidden for Abelard to marry being a man of the church. When Heloise got pregnant with Abelard's child and their affair was discovered, Abelard was severely punished and they were separated. Heloise and Abelard joined religious orders and wrote letters to each other until Abelard's death. The tombs of Heloise and Abelard can be visited at Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. The resting place is in the south, near the main entrance, and modern lovers have a tradition of leaving love letters at their tombs. Sightseekers Delight, a tour company, offers tours of Père Lachaise Cemetery, and their guides will point you to Heloise and Abelard tombs if you request it. Yet another story of heartbreak is The Price of Salt by Patricia Highsmith. This is the story of Therese and Carol. Therese is a stage designer, but her talents are on hold while she works at a department store. But this all changes when she meets Carol, a divorced housewife, and both fall in love and set on a road trip across the US. The romance is threatened when a private investigator blackmails Carol, and she's forced to make some difficult choices. Inspired by The Price of Salt, the website Nightlab has created an interactive map of the road trip taken by Therese and Carol. You can use the map to follow on the footsteps of the lovers from Manhattan to Des Moines, Iowa. The book is also the basis of the 2015 movie Carol, starring Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara.
And to prove that heartbreak does not have an age, I want to talk about Calling Me Home by Julie Kibler. In this story, an octogenarian lady, Isabel, asked her hairdresser Dory to drive her from Texas to Ohio for a funeral on a one-day notice. During the trip, Isabel opens up to Dory about her interracial love story during the 1930s in Kentucky and the devastating consequences resulting from it during the time of segregation. The trip and the story from Isabel also helps Dory with the conflicts she's facing in more modern times. This book might be a good recommendation for readers who would like to sob but would like doing so to a thought-provoking story.
Lovers of magical realism will delight with Like Water for Chocolate by Laura Esquivel, which is set in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. The lovers in the story are Tita and Pedro. Tita is the youngest sister, and according to her family's tradition, she's destined to renounce marriage and look after her mother until she dies. Pedro and Tita fall in love, but since marriage between them is not a possibility, Pedro marries Tita's older sister instead. I know, complicated. This unusual situation causes the pent-up passion between the lovers to simmer until it reaches the boiling point. Set in Mexico, this novel is rich in traditions, and food is almost another character in the story, with every chapter starting with a recipe that Tita cooks affected by her emotions at that moment. One of the recipes in the book is champandongo, a casserole of ground meat, mole, corn tortillas, tomatoes, and cheese. The recipe has been adapted by Lemon Baby Food Blog, and detailed instructions are available in case you want to make this delicious recipe inspired by this delicious book. By the way, the novel is set in Piedras Negras, a town in northern Mexico where nachos were created. There is a Spanish language movie adaptation from 1992, directed by Alfonso Arau, who was the husband of the author at the time. And if you do not speak Spanish, do not worry. The movie is available with subtitles, and it is a great film adaptation for the book.
My Name is Memory by Anne Brasheres is perfect for those who are attracted to love stories across different time periods. In this case, the two lovers suffer from separation time and time again, and only one of them remembers their past encounters. This is the book we have chosen for our 6-word review this week, and here's the review. Same lovers, different centuries and settings. Remember, you can share your own 6-word review with us on our page.
Another good heartbreak story is The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller. The book tells the love story between Achilles, the mythical Greek hero, and Patroclus, an exiled prince in Achilles' father's court. Achilles and Patroclus fall deeply in love, and together they have to face challenges and sacrifices to keep their love alive. Both men go off to fight in the Trojan War, where, as you know from Homer's Iliad, their love will meet a final tragic blow. The cover for the 2017 paperback limited edition for Bloomsbury Modern Classics is our choice for our cover gallery this week. The design of a bow and arrow in the shape of a heart with just a smear of blood in the tip of the arrow is a great design interpretation for the mythology surrounding Achilles and Patroclus. Besides, the cover matches perfectly with the theme of our episode. And now it's time for book versus book, the section where each of us pick a book and you get to choose the winner. This week, we are each choosing a book set in a dreamlike circus setting where a pair of orphans are star-crossed lovers.
My pick is The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern. This book gives us a circus like no other. A black and white striped canvas appears suddenly every time, showing dreamlike shows only at night. Part of the cast are Celia and Marco, two orphans and magicians trained since childhood to compete against each other in the Night Circus arena until only one of them is left standing. But Marco and Celia do not know they're part of the magical battle, and they fall deeply in love with each other while competing for the fate of everyone within the spectacular striped canvas. For lovers of the Night Circus, and I know there are many, we found a watercolor print from Ivan Ristov. The artist uses only black, gray, white, and red, as in the cover of the book, to depict the silhouettes of Celia, Marco, and the circus tents. We have also found a novelty item that might delight lovers of the Night Circus, a Phantom Wise tarot set created by the author herself. Unfortunately, the set is not yet available for purchase, but the author is looking for a publisher who would like to take on the enterprise. And of course, the links to both these items can be found on our page.
And as hard as it is to compete with the Night Circus, I have found my pick to be The Lonely Hearts Hotel by Heather O'Neill. This is a dark story of two babies, Pierre and Rose, abandoned in an orphanage in Montreal in 1910. They both grow to be children with extraordinary artistic talents, showcased as they tour the city as clowns. And while their lives are touched by twisted and sordid events, Pierre and Rose dream of an enchanting future together, in love, and as members of the most extraordinary circus show. But their dreams are turned into nightmares during the Great Depression, when the orphans are separated and sent to work as servants, sending them deep into the city's criminal world. One day, Pierre and Rose will meet again, reviving their love for each other and their childhood plans. They put together a show like the world have never seen before, commanding the stage and the back alleys alike. Pierre and Roses is a dark and haunting love story.
We have arrived to our guestwork section, and the title to the book featured last week is A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy O'Toole. For this week's guestwork, there is another devastating love story written by an author married to another popular author. You can try to guess the title of this book from its first line.
When they write my obituary, tomorrow, or the next day.
And here's a small excerpt.
It is not known that Leeuwenhoek's favorite flower was the peony, that his favorite form of punctuation was the question mark, that he had terrible dreams and could only fall asleep, if he could fall asleep at all, with a glass of warm milk, that he often imagined his own death, that he thought the woman who loved him was wrong too, that he was flat-footed, that his favorite food was the potato, that he liked to think of himself as a philosopher.
Remember, you can guess the title of the book at twobookramblers.com.
And before the end of the episode, we want to tell you about a new book hitting the shelves this week. It is The Four Winds by Kristin Hanna. Set during the Dust Bowl era in Texas, this is the latest book from Kristin Hanna, a writer who, judging by previous works like The Nightingale and The Great Alone, expertly shows us what human character is when our circumstances are challenging. In this novel, I'm eager to meet the heroine who, in the fashion of other characters by Hanna, is brave, selfless, and resilient. We must warn you, have the tissue box closed while you're reading.
This is by no means a comprehensive list of books about star-crossed lovers. You can tell us about your favorite couple in the comments.
If you like our show, subscribe to our newsletter at twobookramblers.com and rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you would like to purchase any of the books covered in our show today, you can visit our TBR Bundles page for a list of titles.
Until next time, do as Shakespeare said,
and love all,
trust a few,
do wrong to none.